22 minutes after 4 Central African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning, Yawm al-Khamis, the 17th of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1443. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, honorable, senior, respected Fadilatul Ustad on this early Thursday morning. Ustad, welcome to As-Safina to Ila al-Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 18, Suratul Kahf, verses 80 and 81. Now, across reference, we all know Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, whose honorable name is mentioned the most amongst the messengers and prophets in the noble Quran 136 times. He was instructed by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala to go to the junction of the two oceans, not Cape Town, some other place, and there he will meet a special servant of ours, and he is Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam. Salatu salam, also a prophet and a messenger, but his branch of knowledge, his discipline was totally different compared to that of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. And we discussed about the boat and the ship, whatever you want to call it, the ark or whatever. So let's just say boat, that incident we discussed yesterday. Yes, today we're discussing about the youngster, the minor. Now, just to jog our memories, the two of them went, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu salam, and they met a youngster, Ghulam. Ghulam means 5, 6, 7 years old, and he was very, very young, maybe even younger. Faqatalahu, and then he killed him, he strangled him. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, now spontaneously he objected, أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ. You killed an innocent person without justification. He did not commit a crime. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكُرًا. Indeed, you have committed something repugnant and horrible and terrible. So that was the incident we did thus far. Now he, Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, Nabi Khizr alayhi salam, is explaining to Prophet Moses and to Yusha bin Nun, who was the special attendant of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Hence today's lesson, chapter 18, Suratul Kahf, verses 80-81. Every person realizes, more so if you are married, that how important it is that we have pious children. We have children and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. Hence, as Muslims, we are supposed to be reading daily Surah chapter 25, the criterion, Surah Furqan, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina Rabbina qurrata a'yun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and such offspring and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. You, my non-Muslim esteemed listeners, you should be also reading this. Chapter 25, verse 74. No parent wants his son to be involved in drugs and all these type of activities. So remember, that's a wonderful verse for every person to read. Chapter 25, verse 74. Now, Nabi Khizr alayhi salatu salam explains regarding the premeditated murder, the homicide of the young boy who was a minor. Chapter 18, verses 80-81. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامِ. O Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, as for the young boy and the minor who I strangled and killed. فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنَ. His parents were true believers. They were Muslims and they had iman. They had faith. They had conviction in the inner recesses of their hearts. فَخَشِينَا. Hence we feared. We, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu salam said, we feared that what he will do, أَيُّرْهِقَهُمَا, that he will subdue them. He will involve them. He will impose upon them. In Arabic, if you're making the tafsir commentary, أَيُّكَلِّفَهُمَا. So he will subdue them, impose upon them. Tughyana, rebelliousness. Dad and the children, because the child, they loved him so much, the parents, that unlimited love and so much love, so the parents should have listened to him because of their excessive love. فَخَشِينَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. So we feared, Khizr alayhi salam said, that this youngster, he will subdue them, involve them, impose upon them تُغْيَانًا, rebelliousness. If you study the word تُغْيَانًا, yeah, it is a masdar, a verbal noun. The verb is used for the Pharaoh also. اِذْهَبْ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ. He has gone beyond all limits, all parameters and all boundaries. So this youngster also went beyond all boundaries, all limits. He will subdue them, impose upon them and involve them in blasphemy. So before he could do all that, so remember that we rather get rid of him, eliminate him. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi sallam, the Prophet of Islam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi sallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra, every child that is born, from time immemorial, they born on the natural disposition. And they have the ability to remain on iman and Islam, on faith and Islam. But what happens? For abawahu yuhuvidanihi, o yunassiranihi, o yumajisanihi. But the environment, the parents normally, they will make that son, that daughter, or grandchild remember a Jew, a Christian, a Zoroastrian, a fire worshipper. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. But in this instance, this young boy, there was great, great fear that he should have definitely made his parents and turned and transformed them into non-Muslims. So therefore, before he could do that, we got rid of him. Now obviously me and you cannot do these things. Therefore, we say Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu salam was a messenger and a prophet receiving wahi, revelation from Almighty Allah. We can't just go take a gun and shoot somebody and say, no, he's a menace to society. No, Islam never allows that we take the law in our own hand, or we just go and just, that's why I always say, we never advocate violence and so forth. فَأَرَدْنَا. So we intended, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam is explaining to him, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, أَيُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا, that Almighty Allah will give them, this sincere, devoted, dedicated parents, somebody and some children, progeny, who are better than him. So Allah blessed them. Children they had, and every child was qurrata a'yun, the coolness of the eyes. Rabbuhuma khayran minhu zakata. That they were purer, chaste than everything. There was no sign, there was not an iota of blasphemy and kufr and shirk and polytheism. So all that, wa aqraba ruhma, and they were nearer to the mercy and compassion. So see, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam never even imagined that this has happened. So yeah, Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam is teaching him. So what lesson do we learn? Today, every day we are receiving these messages, WhatsApp, email and SMS and what have you. Locally, nationally, internationally, my son is involved in drugs and alcohol or in the gay brigade. My daughter ran away with a non-Muslim. My daughter is pregnant now, and she a nikah and a marriage, nothing has happened. So all these challenges, we can't adopt the ostrich mentality and say everything is hunky-dory, everything is fine. It's not fine, we all know that. So cry, petition, beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh, our beloved Allah, you grant us such spouses. And mean woman making the dua, it means a husband. Husband making dua, the male, it means wife. And grant us children, progeny, that are the coolness of the Inshallah Al-Aziz, today between 11 to 12, we will continue with Mohana Zahid Khan, and that will be the inheritance part 2. And don't forget the interview today, Inshallah Al-Aziz, and that is between 8:30 and 9. We have our colleague, Mawlana Musa Akudi Hafidhullah of Binoni. He will be highlighting the importance of tazkiyah and tasawwuf, cleansing, purifying our inner self and our hearts and so forth from malice, rancor, hatred and so forth. And inshallah al-Aziz, there'll be live tafsir from today onwards, inshallah al-Aziz, every Thursday between 1:05, that is 1:05 after the Zohar Azan, to 1:30, and that will be inshallah regarding Surah Yasin. So you can listen to that on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, Thursday night, so read Surah Kahf, read Surah Dukhan, send salawat, salutations in abundance to the Master, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day and night of the week. May Almighty Allah Jalla wala grant us all tawfiq. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Let's go to Falcom Ustad, Brother Amin. He says, Mufti Saab, did you hear the latest news? No more wearing masks in London from next week Thursday, as announced by London president. It seems they're more Muslim than us to take such a bold stand. Ustad, and when you come into Falcom, Ustad.
Toyam Bismillah Ya Rahman Ya Rahim. My brother, you mustn't just read the news. You must read the history to the news. You must read the background. You see, this guy here, he's the Prime Minister of UK, of Britain, of Boris. So Bojo, they call him. Let's call him Bojo. That's the name we call him. So Bojo was guilty. The Queen Elizabeth, her husband died. His body was there in one side, and this guy was gone for a boozy. Do you know what's a boozy, brother, in Welcome? He went to have a big jowl. He went to have a party and so forth. His own party are fed up with him. They're demanding he must resign. Because you must remember, he made them fools. He told the whole UK that you must wear masks, you must take vaccine, you must do the social distancing. So now when the chips are down, so now he says, no, now we give you all this. So he didn't do it. First, he was guilty. He became the fool and the idiot of the world. Do you know his story, Bojo's story? Go read about his great-grandfather and them. They were Turks. One one of them was a Hafiz of Quran. So he even went to go see his family roots there in Turkey. But remember, when they assimilated and then they integrated with the British, they all left Islam. And when a person does that, then there's humiliation upon humiliation upon humiliation. So he didn't do that because of the kindness of his heart and so forth. Mr. Bojo got caught up in a boozy. That is the big, with our term, a big party and a big jaw, you see? So that is why he made this announcement. You must read the real politics, then you will understand. I tell you always, these Westerners and all that, they always have double standards. They are the biggest hypocrites, but the orators, they know how to sell to the market and to the masses. So the masses are no more S's. They're catching up with them. And therefore, they're saying enough is enough. So that is why he did that. Yes, that is true. Our Muslims, you must remember, I told you 1,100 times now, we have 57 Muslim countries, Arab countries, and so forth. Simple thing, they can't even recognize Taliban because none of them have that true iman and faith that let's put and place our trust solely on Allah and not on United Nations that were responsible for the murder of 8,000, 10,000 Muslim men and women there in Bosnia and so forth, and not on United States who murdered more than 1 million people there, remember, in Iraq, and not on United Kingdom where you got the boozy. So you must remember with the Bojo and all of them. So that is what the Muslim must realize, what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, نَحْنُ قَوْمُنَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a people, Allah gave us honor because of Islam. We did not give Islam honor. Islam gave us honor. وَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ غَيْرَهُ لَأَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. And seek any other ism, Zionism, capitalism, socialism, democracy, Allah will give you disgrace and humiliation. And you can see it. Coming to welcome and welcome. So inshallah, you invite us, you speak to your trustees, you speak to your big wigs, and then we ready inshallah. So remember, my last trip to Free State was last year September. It was that public holiday, mashallah. We went to Kroonstad, we went to Senegal, we went to Bloemfontein. I had Jummah day in the new masjid, wonderful. And from there, I went to Dabanchu. So we had a wonderful time, mashallah. So if you're ready, we're ready, my brother.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see Sister Ranelle says she's also get up with the latest news. I don't know if AK heard the cash in transit that took place on N7 bridge over N1, Ustad.
Yes, I sent it out also to our news team. You must remember, did you hear, Ranelle, what happened? So you must remember, day before yesterday, a shooting took place there, not far from that side there, 5 people dead or 6 people. Then again yesterday, there were another 5-6 people. So do you understand, Ranelle, what's happening? You're a journalist. You need to have that critical mind, and you must go below the surface, and then you must understand. See, look at the sequence of events. Your parliament burns and no insurance. A comedy of errors. You understand? Busy pocketing and the parliament. No. Then the constitutional court, yeah, you must remember, in Johannesburg was hammered and attacked and all that. Now these people who gave witness and they gave evidence and they were witnesses in the Zondo Commission, you see 2 or 3 of them or whatever, their houses have been burgled. Suddenly crooks are coming and all that. So what's happening? You must remember they're going to undermine the government and say that there will be lawlessness, anarchy, mayhem in this country. So I was last night, my sister, there in Darulum Zakaria by my honorable teacher, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Hafidhullah. From last week, Thursday night till now, they don't have electricity. How you function like this? Allah. So you must remember this type of thing. There's one robot, one traffic light here, and it's a big intersection. For I think about 3 weeks it's not working. So that is what's happening. Let us be honest about this. South Africa is heading for a failed state. And who's to blame? You know where the blame lies. Would the government, who the past 28 years have destroyed South Africa, and they have filled their pockets, and that is everything coming out. So that is, and we also to blame, because you are the people who keep on voting for them. So you should think about that properly.
I see Ishmael is with us this morning, Ustad, from San Diego. And he says, could please Mufti Saab explain? I don't know if Mufti Saab heard about the news, the Muslim girls wearing hijab, they are banned from attending classes in India. Ustad Ishmael.
Yes, all that we heard, I read about it. I sent it to our news team. They must carry it. So all this you're mentioning, alhamdulillah, I read a lot of news so that the people must know what's happening. Let me, my brother Ishmael, I'm very happy you're contacting us after some time, my brother from Santiago, Chile. He says, Ishmael, he was a Jew. We made him Muslim with the help and mercy of Allah.
Ameen.
So I told him, you say Ishmael, we say Ismail, we got no problem. Ismail means the one who listens to Almighty Allah and whose du'as and supplications are accepted in the court of Allah. What a magnificent, beautiful name. So, my brother Ismail, you know, again, go beyond the surface, my brother Ismail. Those people who are real experts and they understand what the real politic is, they warning the Muslims of India. If you know India, I've been 6-7 times, I can't remember exactly. So if you know India, so it was the biggest democracy in the world. And it is a secular state. You must know all this here. So they have, if you take the demographics and you take all that, so 1 billion Hindus and 250 million Muslims, right? Just take round figures, plus minus approximately. So since the BJP, the RSS, and remember Modi, the war criminal, remember he was guilty of the murder of more than 2,000 Muslims in Gujarat, and they were raping the women and all this, and America said he will not be given a visa for 10 years. All this is documented. So while he was the chief minister there in Gujarat, but when he became prime minister, so everything changes. So now you must remember, because the dollar and the money is sweeter than honey and so forth. So now everything, this guy, Trump comes there and he makes a mess with the cricket player's name. And Modi says, we introduce, he couldn't even say Donald, he said Dolan Trump. You understand? It's all documented. So all these things here, so all this happened, right? So now the experts are warning the Muslims, you better wake up from your slumber. There is an impending genocide coming there to Muslims in India. They want to wipe out 200 million Muslims. And remember how many people have been taken into custody and charged or so? Maybe one or two or so. But how many of them made the statement in public on TV and they told the world, we're going to commit such genocide? Yeah, this Muslim, if you know Hindi, you know Urdu and that, they say, remember from now, from so long, they in power for how many years? So they say, Jao Jao Pakistan, Jao Jao Kabristan. You make up your mind, you pack up and go to Pakistan, or we will send you to the Kabristan, to the graveyard and to the cemetery. So that is the real thing, that the woman being harassed, our sister cannot go to school or university because of hijab, is all the teacher. Do you know the teacher Ismail? Their teacher is the apartheid, rogue, terrorist regime of Israel. Israel says the only democracy in the Middle East. Democracy for who? You treat the Palestinians as third, fourth class citizens, demolish their homes, steal their land, occupation is terrorism. And they teach these people what to do. So what happened in Kashmir? How many thousand Muslim women raped? Remember, what's happening in Assam? So all this is France. So where's the United Nations? Where are the people of the human rights? Where's Amnesty International? Where are all the politicians? Remember, money speaks all languages. All this is just cheap talk. You must remember this type of thing. Muslim life today got no value. They can kill kill, they can destroy, they can displace. And what will happen? Bush and Blair are the biggest war criminals. You see Netanyahu? I told you last year, Ronel. I told you last year, remember all of you. He, inshallah, trunk to. He's going to prison. He's going to join Omelette. You know Omelette? We call him Omelette. His name was Olmet. And remember that he's going to join Gadzev, their president. He couldn't look after his own rifle. He was busy raping the woman and what have you. So now there's a plea bargain going on. So it's big politics going on in Israel. He's guilty on certain. So they say, okay, that you have to get out of public life and political life. But some politicians and parties are saying, nay, that's not sufficient. He must be sent to jail as well. He must see. So that is Allah's system. These Arab tenpot dictators, they sat there like, you know, idiots and fools. One side Trump, one side Netanyahu. And we're going to make peace with Israel. Netanyahu is gone, disgrace forever. Amen. Trump is gone, disgrace forever. And you tenpot dictators, you lost dunya and akhirat, khasirat dunya wal akhirat. That is what happened to you, you bunch of idiots and murtads.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. We said, listen to this one here. Little Yaqub from Margate. He says, Mufti Sahab, I'm 13 years old and I was told yesterday that a bee only lives for 40 days. My homework is about the bee. Ustad,
MashaAllah, I read it, my brother Yaqub. Very good. You're awake 4 o'clock in the morning. MashaAllah. So come, we give you a lesson. Now write all this down, Yaqub. Or send Maulana Arafat that your number and Maulana will send you the podcast, inshallah. Okay? So write down lesson number 1. Surah 16, chapter 16, Surah Nahl. So Almighty Allah named and entitled the surah and chapter the bee. And we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe Asma'u Suwari Tawqifiyya, meaning the names of the chapters and the surahs were also revealed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So the name of chapter 16, the B, Surah Nahl, remember, is also from Almighty Allah. Now we have to read about the B. So I read for you. Chapter 16, verse 68. This is your assignment. This is your essay for today, my brother Yaqub. You must become Hafiz, my brother. You're 13 years old. You must become Hafiz now, Yaqub. What you say? So, chapter 16, verses 68 and 69. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ. Allah sends wahi. Wahi don't mean revelation. It means inspiration, motivation to the bee. Now you must build your hives and construct it where? In the high places, in the mountains, in the trees, in the high, high places. You see? You got double story house, triple story, right in the corner. You will see the hive there. ثُمَّ كُلِّي مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Then you go to this fruit and this fruit. فَسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُولَ. You, Yaqub, you don't drive. You're too young, right? You're still busy with your bicycle or something like that. So when you start driving, then you're going to have tom-tom and garment, and still we get lost. I get lost. You get lost. But the bee, Allah said, this is your highways. And they never get lost. They never get lost.
SubhanAllah.
Why? Allah said, فَسْلُكِي سُبُولَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُولَ. You're going to move from A to B to C on the highways Allah Jalla Wala made for you. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. From its belly, you see the liquid that comes out, different shades, different colors, all that. In that, there is shifa, there is cure for humanity. If me and you, Yaqub, we have iman and real faith, not only we will take, I use honey every day, so 1 teaspoon, so you must also take it. And you must have conviction that my beloved Allah will give us cure internally, externally. Chapter 16, verses 68-69. See what Allah says. Inna fi dhalika la ayatan liqawmin yatafakkarun. Verily, there are signs for those people who wonder, ponder, and reflect. That is the message of Quran, my brother. So you got it? So don't worry about what scientists say, professors say. First worry what Allah says, the only Khalik, the only Malik, the only creator and possessor, owner of the entire universe.
Allahu Akbar. I see little Yaqub says, I want to become a Hafiz like Mufti Saab and Maulana Arafat, Ustad.
So there you become... You become better than us. Remember that we ordinary guys. So now we're old and cold now. So you become a sharpshooter, inshallah.
Logan says, you said, Ustad, that you pray, you say you pray for us, for we non-Muslims, Logan. But you say non-Muslims cannot pray for a Muslim. Why is this so, Logan Ustad?
I answered this question, but maybe you didn't hear it. See, when I pray, we pray to Almighty Allah. There's only one God, capital G. He was, he is, he always will be. If we believe in him, you believe in him. You say he created the universe and everything. So, Logan, I assume, presume you belong to Christian faith. So, if I tell you hypothetically, for argument's sake, to pray, so you're going to pray to Jesus, you're going to pray to the Son of God according into your religion. So if I tell you to pray, it means directly, indirectly, I am perpetuating and encouraging you to continue with the polytheism or with the blasphemy and so forth. If I tell you to pray for us and you're a Hindu, so it means I'm encouraging you to continue with the idol worship and so forth, Brother Logan. So therefore we pray for you, remember, but I won't ask you to pray for me because I don't accept your deities, I don't accept your system. But you will have to accept one thing: if you remove the blinkers and the prejudice and so forth and the jaundiced eye, that there is only one supreme being, there's only one God, and he alone created this entire universe. Who will make the sun rise today? I look at my watch and now it says 5:33 is sunrise here in Johannesburg, Lanesia area. So my brother, who will make the sun rise every day, 1,000 years, million years? Who will make the sun set with precision accuracy? You can have the best computer, the best scientist, the best professor, the best doctor. They are computers, they are brains, everything then stops one day. It just ceases. They say it's a mystery. But Allah, everything happens with perfection and accuracy and precision. Your sunrise, your sunset, your full moon. So all that happens, marvel at the creation of Allah. So Logan, we pray for you. But as Muslim, we will ask you to pray for us because of the reason I just mentioned and cited.
I see there's a brother here, Ustad. Our friend says here that, let me see if your heart is clean this morning. Since you pray for we non-Muslims, do you pray for us as well? Your friend Shalom, Ustad.
100% Shalom, I pray for you. Therefore, you wake up early to listen to me. You see, Shalom, you must understand 2-3 things. You are supposed to be an intelligent person. We want peace also as Muslims. And you say, the Jews say, Israel says they want peace. But I'm asking you, how can you have peace when you keep on stealing our land? You keep on demolishing our homes. You keep on occupying our lands. So when you occupy, and you're occupying for the past more than 70 years, so remember, this year you'll be celebrating 74 years of Israel since its existence. But occupation is terrorism. It's against international law. So therefore, I have to say Shalom, whether you like it or Netanyahu likes it or Bennett likes it or Sharon the war criminal likes it, that Israel is an apartheid rogue terrorist regime. You see that? So we want you to come out of that and have one system, one rule for everybody. Not a separate rule for the Jews and the Zionists and a separate rule for the Palestinians who are Muslim or Arabs or Christians. No. We say, have peace. But the precursor for peace is justice. So that's what we are saying. Now bring your argument, Shalom. Is that a fair assessment, yes or no? So believe you me, Shalom. We pray for you. And our du'as are getting accepted. Our prayer is accepted.
Ameen.
That's
Ameen.
Why Shalom wakes up so early to listen to us. Otherwise, you could be in dreamland and thinking of Israel, my brother.
Ustad, one more question, Ustad. There's a brother from Chatsworth. He says, hi, sir. I am a car thief. I want to give it up. Well, God forgive me. I have hurt several people in my hijacking. Or will I be condemned to hellfire? Ustad.
My brother, you have to take 3 steps. Step number 1, within yourself. You must speak to God in any language. You know English, you know Afrikaans, you know Zulu, whatever. You speak to God. Oh God, today I realize my vices, my sins, my transgression, my oppression, whatever you want to call it. Chapter 39, verse 53. I want you to make a note of that, my brother. Chapter 39 of the Noble Quran and verse 53. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Why? Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily, Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. So that's your first answer. Second step, you embrace Islam. Chapter number 8, verse 38. You writing down? Chapter, I just sent Mona Arafat a message. And how you send the message now? So send, please send me podcast. Then you will get everything.
What's his number?
So you must send to him. So, chapter 8, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Tell the people who are non-Muslims, if you abstain from your kufr, your blasphemy, your shirk, your polytheism, you enter into the fold of Islam, then your sins of the past are forgiven. The Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you, Yaqub, make a note of this. Yaqub, make a note of this. Chapter 16, the B, verse 44. What was the function? What is the function? What will be the function of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Wa anzalna ilayka dhikra litubayyana lin-nasi ma nuzila ilayhim. We reveal the Quran Sharif reminder to you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so you explain in detail and you expand on it and expound on it, so that people must accept this advices, wonder, ponder over it, and so forth. Chapter 16, verse 44. So to you, my brother. So you say you're a car thief, you hijacked, you hurt people. Allah alone knows. So first, you speak to Allah and remain positive. Second, you embrace Islam. Third, you say, oh Almighty Allah, forgive me. Then you know the people you cause harm. Then you must go to them, apologize to them, and tell them, I am guilty. You don't know them, then cry to Allah and say, oh Allah, you forgive me that I... So you have the ability, capacity to change your life around, but you must ask Allah for forgiveness and ask those people whom you oppressed and harmed, you must go ask them forgiveness as well. Then your record will be straight and no problem. Inshallah, we'll see you 11 to 12 today for the inheritance lesson part 2. And don't forget 8:30 to 9, the interview with Moana Musa Akudi and Moana Zahid Khan. Assalamu alaikum.
Walter says, AK for president, Ustad. Ha ha ha.